Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanas. This is episode 185, season 8. Today's date is December 17, 2022, and welcome to the show. On today's show, I will talk about part 4 of the most popular posts on my Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page for 2022. This is the last part. Also, the Christmas movies that aired on WGN Family Classics on Channel 9 Chicago. There weren't that many, but I'll talk about my memories of watching them and the movies, of course. But right now, we'll go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Zaire. And here is a Christmas commercial from 1979 with the famous catchphrase, take another look at Zaire. You get the idea. So once this commercial is played, I will come back and I will start the show. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, look what Zaire has for Christmas.
Take another look at Zaire.
And save.
There's something at Zaire for everyone.
Take another look at Zaire.
Super gifts, super savings.
Take another look at all the values there.
Just look at Zaire for Christmas.
Take another look.
Come in and look.
At Zaire.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Zaire. A lot of people miss this store very much, including myself. So we all did our shopping there. Like, for example, famous stores that are no longer around. Venture, Turnstile, Shopper's World, Tops. I can't think of another one off the top of my head. There were a lot of them like that. So, but Zaire started in June 1956 in Hyannis, Massachusetts, and went out of business on June 1990. And then Ames store took over. Remember that? There was one near my house in Bridgeview, Illinois, like 79th Street. I remember that. The Zaire store, a lot of people that I grew up with, you know, in my old neighborhood, was located on, let's see, South. Was it West Columbus Avenue? Yeah, or South Columbus. I always forget about that. It's a diagonal street on the southwest side. And there was a Zaire there. It opened in the 60s next to the Double Drive-In Theater. I got to talk about that one day. Next was Wiseway Store. My mom shopped there all the time. It was a good grocery store. And I think there's one still in Indiana, last I heard. And for Zaire, we shopped all the time. I applied for a job there, didn't get it. But I knew some kids at Bogan High School that did work there. That was a huge store. It had everything you want, you know. So it's a shame it went out of business. They had some good quality. Reminds me of Target, which is still around, of course. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about part 4 of the most popular posts on my Vanishing Chicagoland Facebook page for 2022. Also, the Christmas movies that I watched on WGN's Family Classics on Channel 9 in Chicago. First off, I'll, on a personal note, I'm going to give you a status on my health. I went to see the urologist this past Tuesday. He said, you have a spot in your 10th. Right rib, and it is I can't say that word, metastasized. I can't say that word. It's not spreading. It's just my back hurts a little bit, but I told him that, and he says, but most of the time it's not. So he said I did the bone scan, also the pelvic scan. The pelvic scan is perfect. It's everything is fine. My kidney function is wonderful. That's what he says. He suggested that I would go on another medication, and it's called Xtandi. It's spelled X-T-A-N-D-I. What that does is kills the cancer, whatever that is, not on the prostate, it's elsewhere in your body. And I asked a lot of questions. Would this work? Would I have crazy side effects like I did with the Orgovyx? And he said, you might have a couple, but it should, but it does work, but it takes time. So he prescribed that for me. I haven't received it yet. I think he has to go through the insurance, so it's going to take a while. From what I understand, I have to take like 4 pills a day for that. That's a lot. At one time. I don't think it's during the day like that. And then hopefully this will do it, and my PSA would go down, because it's now 10. It was 8.5, but now it's 10 point. It only went up like a point and three quarters, very little, because it's very slow. And he said that should do the trick. So I won't see him till April. It's going to be a while. You know, it'd be springtime after my Easter. That is. So I guess he, you know, I have a lot of faith in him. He's a good doctor. And I think I'm going to be okay. I hope so. You know, for the Orgovyx, I'll still remain to take that. So we'll see. And he said, just take a blood test prior to the week to see him. And I will do that. I hope it goes down. I hope so. Oh, I was a nervous wreck when I saw that. But he said it's very common around prostate cancer patients that the cancer would spread elsewhere, because he said they went through the lymph nodes and it escaped. It went through the bloodstream and it popped up. So that's what happened. So this Xtandi would work. You know, it'll kill it or whatever elsewhere in the body. So fingers crossed. And prayers. That's all I need. Okay, so let's get started and we'll have some fun, okay? First off, I'll talk about part 4 of the most popular post on my Vanish Chicago on Facebook page. There's only 2. This is covered October and November. December, I haven't done it yet. I will do that at the end of the year on a future podcast episode, probably right before New Year's Eve. So that only, like I said, I'll just cover 2 months. So here we go. In October, the most popular post was, of course, Riverview Park in Chicago. Oh, every time I post something about Riverview, it's like, oof, people miss this place. They loved it. They remember the rides they rode, and the first time they went there, they went with their friends, they went on dates, they went with their families. It was wonderful. And that was located on the north side, on Belmont Avenue and Western Avenue, right near DeVry Institute of Technology, where I went to school, and near Lane Tech High School. And by the way, I had my graduation ceremony there. You know, that's a beautiful school. I like that. And right near WGN Studios. It's a little north of there. Anyway, so when I posted this post about Riverview Park, it was the 55th anniversary of the park that officially closed. That was October 3rd, 1967. They said they were going to reopen the following year, you know, the season, but no, that didn't happen. There were rumors going around, or maybe it's facts, that, you know, the area was getting a little dicey and scary. People said there were gangs there, and people felt threatened. And I don't know if it was losing money. Maybe it was. That part, I'm not sure. And so I guess somebody, from what I understand, I'm not sure this is true, but someone offered the owner a lot of money, you know, to build something on that site. Could be true. And so I guess he took it, and then Later on, they auctioned all the rides or dismantled them. They took them all down, and it's a shame because they belong in a museum. That would have been great. Have a River Park Museum. I'm sure a lot of people would love to see that. And so I think a couple of rides went to Adventureland in Addison, Illinois. And I think maybe one or two went to somewhere in Wisconsin or elsewhere out of state. I know for a fact the carousel, the merry-go-round, went to Six Flags America in Atlanta. It's still there. It is still there, and I want to go see it. Someday, you know, I went to Atlanta before, but I didn't know at the time it was there. So one day, if I once I get 100% better, I'll travel to Atlanta and go see the carousel. Maybe ride it. You know, that's history, Chicago history right there. Oh, it'd be awesome. I'd love to see that. I really would. And you know, Riverview Park now is a memory. There's memorabilia on sale on eBay. There's photos all over the place on the internet. There are a couple books, and so I created a video of that. If you could check it out on YouTube under my name, Picastanis, you know, do the search, you'll find it. I compile a lot of photos and with music. It's awesome. It was presented on WGN about 3 years ago. Yeah. So that's kind of cool. And so right now we have Six Flags Great America up in Gurnee. And I did a podcast episode about the defunct rides at Great America, the ones that they're not there anymore. That was kind of fun. I should do a video on that. That'd be kind of nice. We'll see. But I did a podcast episode, and that became very popular. People loved listening about that. It was a long list. So the park has changed over the years like that. I've been twice myself. I rode a roller coaster twice. That's it. As for Riverview Park, you know, that opened in 1904 in July. It was like a shooting range first, and then somebody suggested to have a picnic area. And then, it did have a picnic area then because this guy came from Europe. He was visiting here. He said, why don't you turn it into an amusement park? And they did. So he opened the carousel, attractions, roller coasters. They did have a roller coaster way in the earliest 20th century. I think the first one was called the Velvet Coaster. I'm not sure. Or is it the Eight Figure or something? Like, it was one of the earliest roller coasters like that. And then the Bobs came, the Flying Turns. Let's see what else. The Silver Flash, the Comet, Aladdin's Castle, the Funhouse. Remember that? Shoot the Chutes. The Rotor, the Wild Mouse. Then let's see what else. They had the Tunnel of Love. They had the Freak Show. The Flying Cars. Oh, boy. That was funny. Like that. They had the Boomerang, the Stratostep, the Ferris Wheel. Every Mr. Park has that. Let's see what else. They had a racetrack. They had the as well. They had the Greyhound roller coaster that was replaced by the Jetstream. And on and on and on. They had so many. Yeah. Some remain, some left. You know, so the owner's name was George Schmidt, and he was there. There's a picture of him that when the Fireball was introduced in the late 50s, and there's a picture of him standing there to see if it's running accordingly. So that's kind of funny. That's beautiful. Okay. So that's it for October for Riverview Park. Next up, we'll talk about November. This is a very odd thing. I posted this in November on my page, and it was a menu from the Ponderosa Steakhouse. And I don't know, I posted this and it took off like gangbusters because people remembered this place to eat. They also remember Bonanza. It's almost the same thing like that. And the Ponderosa, that opened in 1965, and then the one who started the restaurant was none other than actor Dan Blocker, who played Hoss Cartwright on the TV series Bonanza. I used to watch that show. I love that show. And he got into, I don't know if he did this on himself or he had help, you know, like that. And then the Bonanza Steakhouse, let me verify. He opened the Bonanza Steakhouse. Excuse me. Okay. And then the Ponderosa opened by some other people. And it was founded in Indiana. And then they moved. And that was it was founded by three men. And by the early 70s, they expanded the chain. And then they came to the Chicagoland area. And I remember one near my house. It was in Bridgeview on 79th Street in Harlem. It's the only one I remembered by then. Also, Bonanza, of course, was at near my old house again on 82nd and South Cicero in Burbank. Now it's Madison's, and it's still that place is still there. It's right next to Toys R Us. That's gone. And, you know, believe it or not, I went to Ponderosa maybe once in my life. Bonanza, I went many times with my family, with my friends, and food was good. Ponderosa, I don't remember what I ate. Not really. So, let's see. So, the menu that I posted it was similar to Bonanza. You had, you entered the restaurant. And you saw the menu, and they're numbered like that. What's unusual about this menu I posted that there was one missing. Like, here's the Ponderosa T-Bone Steak Dinner. So that came with a steak, a big potato, tossed green salad, and a fresh baked roll. That sounds good. Yeah. So, and then number one was Ponderosa Sirloin Steak Dinner. Same thing. Also, number two was a Ponderosa steak plate. That was with a, number one was a sirloin steak. And number two was the ribeye steak. And let me start it over again. So the Ponderosa T-bone that had no number. Number one was the sirloin steak. Number two was the ribeye steak with the same, what I just described. Number three was a Ponderosa steak sandwich. Ooh, that sounds good. But that came with french fries. Number four was a chopped sirloin beef steak platter. That sounds good. And number five was the chopped sirloin sandwich. And then it said, please specify, did you want it rare? Did you want it medium? Did you want it medium well? Did you want it well done? You know, and they were numbered. I believe numbered like that. I think they did that in Bonanza, but I don't know about Ponderosa. I'm not sure like them. So anyway, Ponderosa was in business for the 70s and 80s, maybe the early 90s. In Chicago, I don't know when they closed, probably I'm guessing late 80s or 90s. And then there's still a few in the United States. There are a few, but they're closing and they're like sort of disappearing. Bonanza, I don't know where they are. They're not here. So they're gone like that. So it's amazing how people loved seeing this menu because it's a nice memory. When they were growing up, that they took their family, they went out with their families and had a nice dinner. They went after church or during the evening, you know, or anytime. You know, it's kind of nice. Okay. All right. Let's see. Next up, I will talk about the Christmas movies that aired on WGN Family Classics in Chicago on Channel 9. Like I said before in the beginning of the program, there weren't that many. Family Classics first aired on Friday nights, September 14th, 1962. The first few years, they did not show Christmas movies. No, like now, traditionally, they don't do that at all. And so they started airing the first movie, the first Christmas movie they aired, it was in 1967. And it was Miracle on 34th Street. And that was starring, John Payne and Maureen O'Hara. And Edmund Gwynn was Santa Claus, Kris Kringle. And a young Natalie Wood was in the movie. I remember seeing this movie. Believe it or not, I did not see it on Family Classics. I saw it on Channel 32 later on for the first time. I love that movie. I haven't seen it in years. I got to watch it again. And they aired that movie every Christmas for many years, for about 5 or 6 years. And then in the 70s, let's say about 1972, they started airing a Christmas Carol. Now, mind you, this had Christmas Carol had two versions. They had the 1938 version and 1951. They never aired the 1951 Family Classics until later on, Dean Richards hosted, when he brought back Family Classics on Channel 9. He aired the Christmas Carol, the 1951 version. The 1938 version, that aired all the time. And that started in 1972. And that was the first time I saw that movie about Ebenezer Scrooge and the three ghosts he was visited by. You know, and he hated Christmas. And, you know, the story, his famous saying, "Bah, humbug." And then at the end of the movie, everything turned out fine. Right now, I'm going to play the promo from Family Classics, on WGN, of the Christmas Carol. This is from 1979, courtesy of the Museum of Classic Television, Fuzzy TV, by Rick Klein. So here it is. I played this before on another episode, I believe. So just listen in, and it'll take you back to a nice time. A nice, simple time. Okay? Once I play that, I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
It doesn't mean he can't throw a snowball. I used to do a lot of snowballing. And I found the best way to make a snowball was to take the snow into your bare hands like this and then crunch it together until the warmth from your hands...
Here! Look what's coming down the street. A blooming copper.
Come on, Dad.
All right, come on. Yeah, give me room.
Off a mow. Let him go!
A Christmas Carol, the classic screen adaptation of Charles Dickens' world-famous story in which Ebenezer Scrooge learns the true meaning of Christmas from three visiting ghosts. This is Frazier Thomas. I hope you can be here to see A Christmas Carol, Sunday afternoon at 4, a half hour later than usual on Family Classics here on Channel 9 in Chicago.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the promo for A Christmas Carol that aired on Family Classics on WGN TV Channel 9 in Chicago. I remember this very well. They aired that movie every year on that show until probably the mid-80s. And then the Miracle on 34th Street came back and they aired as well. So it alternate back and forth like that. Other Christmas movies, they do not air. Like, on Channel 9, they aired Christmas in Connecticut. That's one of my all-time favorites. But they didn't air it on Family Classics until much later, like the late 90s. They brought that in. I don't know why. You know, Frazier Thomas was the host of the show, so he's the one that selected the movies. But, you know, we knew that he played the same movies over and over again every year. He did that. But there were new ones introduced like that. And then Christmas Carol, you can still watch it on TCM if you have cable or you stream it. And also Miracle on 34th Street, or you can buy it on DVD. I think I'm planning on doing that. And so every year I watch a Christmas in Connecticut. I haven't done it yet. I gotta watch it again, maybe tonight, we'll see. And so Family Classics ended in 2000 or something like that. Fraser Thomas died in 1985, and then Roy Leonard took over as host. And, you know, somebody mentioned, did It's a Wonderful Life ever aired on Family Classics? And so I did a little research, and yes, it did, but much later, like in 1990, it did air on Family Classics. Do you remember, like, when the movie was released, it wasn't very popular, you know, and later on it fell into public domain, and then they aired it on every station in the 80s. I remember that. So when you turn on a channel, there it was. Then you change another channel, there it was again. You know, back and forth. I remember it was on Channel 11, Channel 20, Channel 9, Channel 32, Channel 50, all over the place. It was terrible. And then it became a huge hit, and people loved it. They loved this movie, and they still to this day. So now I think someone bought the rights. I'm not sure. And now they broadcast it twice on NBC, on Channel 5 in Chicago. So I'm sure they'll broadcast this on Christmas Eve. I always watch it. And I have it on DVD, but I don't know. When I watch it on television, it's a nice feeling. You know, after we get my family and I get open the Christmas presents, and then we watch the movie. So it's nice. It's funny. And the lines are hilarious with that. My two favorite is, what was it? Oh, yeah. Well, one scene where Mr. Martini brought the goat in the car. I don't know why. I can't get my eyes off that goat. And the second one where Jimmy Stewart visit Donald Reed at her house. And she was awaiting a phone call from Sam Wainwright. And her mother was there, and she was listening on the extension. And she was on the phone with Sam. She said, "Mother's listening on the extension." And she said, "I am not." And she hung up, ran away. That's a classic. I love that. I wish it did air on Family Classics, but it didn't. So those two movies that I mentioned, Miracle on 34th Street and A Christmas Carol, the 1938 version, did air almost every year. And that's a nice Christmas memory for me and for a lot of people. Okay. So that'll be all for today. I talked about the part 4 of the most popular posts on my Vanish Chicagoland Facebook page. And also, which I covered Riverview Park in Chicago and also Ponderosa Steakhouse. And I talked about the Christmas movies that aired on WGN TV Channel 9, Family Classics is aired on that station in Chicago. I will probably do another podcast episode tomorrow. We'll see how I feel or if I have time. Tuesday, we'll see about that. I have a doctor's appointment, not my urologist, my regular doctor. So if I have time, maybe I'll do a quickie like that. You know, it's almost 2022 is ending. Very soon indeed. And then, so we'll see about that. We'll probably talk about New Year's Eve, do an episode of that, which would be fun. Okay. So this is Pete Costanos, your host of Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Once this podcast is published, it'll be available wherever podcasts are. For example, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Breaker, Overcast. You can check out on my YouTube channel, Vanish Chicagoland Stories. Like I said before, a lot of people like listening on that, on the YouTube. And you can subscribe. You can subscribe anywhere. So you get a notification that a new episode is coming. Also posted on my social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter. And also on my blog, vanishchicagoland.blog. You will find it there. Okay. So this is it for this show. Thank you for joining me. I had a good time talking. I will see you soon. Bye-bye for me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye, bye, bye. So long, everyone. Take care.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.